Leibniz. Leibniz possessed a universal mind, being historian, naturalist, politician, diplomatist, scholar, theologian, mathematician. Here, we will regard him only as a philosopher. For Leibniz, the basis, the substance of all beings is not either thought or extension, as with Descartes, but is force, productive of action. What does not act does not exist. Everything that exists is a force, either action or tendency to action. And force, all force, has two characteristics. It desires to do, it wishes to think. The world is the graduated compound of all these forces. Above all, there is the supreme force, God, who is infinite force, infinite thought. By successive descents, those base and obscure forces are reached, which seem to have neither power nor thought, and yet have a minimum of power and even of thought, so to speak, latent. God thinks and acts indefinitely. Man thinks and acts powerfully, thanks to reason, which distinguishes him from the rest of creation. The animal acts and thinks dimly, but it does act and think, for it has a soul composed of memory and of the results and consequences of memory. And by parenthesis, 3/4 of our own actions are governed by memory, and most frequently we act like animals. Plants act, and if they do not think, at least feel, which is still thought, though more dimly than animals. And finally, in the mineral kingdom, the power of action and thought slumber, but are not non-existent, since they can be transformed into plants, animals, and men, into living matter which feels and thinks. Therefore, as was later on to be maintained by Schopenhauer, everything